Here with Coach Ballard Johnson, who recently had a chance to be inducted into the Wyoming Coaches Association Hall of Fame in Casper. Coach Johnson, I know that's not necessarily what you start out looking to do, but that's got to be a pretty neat honor.
My exact thoughts on that, Dal, was that, you know, when you start out in a coaching situation, that wasn't part of what was in the scope of that. It was just a hope that you could make a difference with the young people that you worked with, and who knows how many years can click by while you're doing that. But it was a great opportunity that I had last weekend to be recognized by the other coaches in the state.
Talk about your first job, your first coaching job. Let's go back that far. And as you said, you start off looking to be in the Hall of Fame. In fact, at the time, you're probably just looking for a job, period. Let's talk about it.
So back after graduating from college, I was fortunate enough to be hired here in the district locally. So what a great opportunity that was. But that next year, Coach Van Hokanson, who was the head football coach, hired me as the defensive back coach as part of his staff. And 40 years later, I'm the defensive back coach, so I've really come a long way, baby, you know, to be full circle with that. But we've had a ton of great experiences, great opportunities with young people in football, basketball, and track through those years.
Well, what's kind of neat about it, Coach, is you've had a chance to, you say you haven't moved anywhere, but you've done a bit of everything. You know, you've been the head coach, you've been the associate head coach, you've been the coordinator. Kind of talk about that journey and maybe how your perspective has changed over your career.
You know, that's really the fun part of what I'm doing right now, Dal, is the fact that this is these young people's time, these other coaches, for me to be able to sit in the background and just put in my two bits, hopefully in kind of a mentoring situation to help the process. I hope that's valuable. And like I've always told Coach McKay, if you ever feel like I'm ineffective, that's when I need to be down the road. But making an impact for these young people with culture and climate, doing the good things that they do and what they're about, those are the important things to me right now. Loved all the assignments that I've had, whether it be defensive coordinator or head coach, coaching high jump and track and the different jumps there, and even some middle school basketball. That's been pretty fulfilling. So, yeah, I've had an opportunity to be blessed in all those situations.
You know, on top of that, both of my parents were teachers. I got a brother that's a teacher, and he's coached a bit. And it seems like one of the more satisfying times is when a kid will come back and talk to you after they've graduated, after they've been gone for a while, and they'll come back and kind of pick up that relationship again.
And so much so this last week or so, when we were over in Casper as a family to receive this award, I talked to my wife and I says, you know, the banquet, I said, I don't think anyone from Star Valley is here. I think this can fly under the radar. It can happen and no one will need to know. And we got back to the motel room and Tanner says, well, on Twitter and on Instagram, we got this many hits because McKay's already posted something about Hall of Fame. So that went out the window. But to have all the people since then reached out and congratulate me, so many of my former athletes and students, that's been a cool, rewarding experience. And, you know, here I am at 66 years old working on almost a double generation gap with the kids that I'm working with. That meant a lot, you know, that they still had a love there. And I feel, you know, that that's the most important thing we accomplish is just those relationships that we have with our young people.
What's kind of neat about this, Coach, is you've been doing this for a number of years, obviously. I'm trying not to throw the year out because I want you to feel bad. But we're talking 40 plus. But over the course of that time, the people talk about the evolution of the game, and I guess I'm talking more football. We talk about the evolution of this and the coaching of that, but at the end of the day, it seems like what you're coaching and what you've been coaching for quite some time is very effective talk about maybe the fundamentals of coaching and how maybe they don't change that much.
Yep, I think you're right. Now, I think that we've done a lot of changing, particularly in the safety aspects of football, which is a needed change to keep our kids healthy and productive in all their years of life and not do anything that they would have to carry away from the sport. So I think those things have had more attention, and rightly so. But for the fundamentals of the game, we've had a lot of talk from our alumni here in our week of camp of just what Brave Tradition is about. And, you know, hard hitting seems to be one of the main things that comes up in Brave Tradition. And you can still play the game safely and be tenacious and fanatical out there as you make plays. And so you give them the fundamentals, and those haven't changed much from the time I played back in the 70s to right here in the era that we live in. So that's been pretty neat.
You know, one thing I want to talk about, Coach, is obviously the games are the fun part, or, you know, at least I like to think that they are, but there's a lot of prep, there's a lot of coaching, there's a lot of different things like that. But, you know, it's showing up every day. I know you have some, let's be honest, school buses are not the most comfortable conveyance that we have, but that's what we have. And I'm just trying to think of how many hours and days and weeks you have suffered a bit just to get to where you needed to go. I'm just saying it's the times when the games aren't going that you've kind of suffered a little bit to get to where you need to go. And of course, some things of other heartache things have happened over the course of your career, and you just keep battling on. I think you've proven to be a very inspirational person to people.
Well, I appreciate that compliment, and I hope, I just know that riding those big yellow submarines around the state of Wyoming is part of the gig, you know. And yeah, they haven't made them any more comfortable through the years. And someone asked me the other day, well, how many kids do you think you've actually coached in your time in Star Valley? And I says, well, it's not equal to the amount of miles on those big yellow buses, but it's been a lot. And I've just appreciated all those opportunities and relationships that have come through that experience.
Well, you talked about currently being the defensive backs coach here for the Braves, and you've been going through this week-long camp, which you've been immersed out here with the kids. The kids kind of treat this as a throwback, but this, I guess you could consider that for you as well.
Yep, it is. Yep, and what a great week we've had. I know that in one of the parent letters, Coach McKay address that letter as this is the most important week of our season. And when you're talking playoffs and hopeful championship game runs and opportunities, that's a big statement to say that this week together. But so much of what we're trying to do is help these young men bond into a team, and to love, trust, and commitment is kind of our mantra on that. And we've had lessons and opportunities from our alumni, some of the legends that have played here, to come and speak on that. And so, yeah, this is a big week for us. Sets a good tone for what will happen come August 15th.
Well, you've had a chance to see a lot of teams. Without obviously getting into too many details, what are your thoughts on this year's squad?
You know, we are so excited about this year. We are not going to be the most experienced team on the field. We'll have to learn on the run. But the enthusiasm has been just so high. The summer commitment in the weight room has been strong. And we feel that, yeah, we're going to have a good chance to make a run for playoff positions. And, you know, our underlying goal, it seems, is not only to have a good experience, but be in that state championship game come November. And these kids are up for that. We've got a tough schedule, and Coach McKay and Mr. Erickson in the high school do that purposely, that, you know, iron sharpens iron. We feel like when we're in those situations where we're exposed a little bit, that we can correct the things that we need to become stronger in areas that show. And so we're going to learn on the run, and it's going to be a great season for us, Dal.
Coach Ballard Johnson. Coach, anything I haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
No, I just want to send out how we in in coaching appreciate the Valley, recognize that coaching here is a great opportunity for the young people that we have, the parent support that is behind the coaches and to these young people as they participate. And so it's just a great reflection on the positive vibes of Star Valley, another thing that I feel makes this a unique and great place to be.